If you are a little bit associated with investment industry, you must have heard that index investing is the best way for an individual who don't know about finance and investment, who don't know about how to invest money and all such things. Because in index investing, you don't need to use your brain. You must be surprised after knowing that Warren Buffett is a big fan of index investing. He always suggests others that if you have no idea about investment, just invest in index funds and stay invested for the long run. And this is how you can create wealth. You don't need to use your brain. You don't need to do any kind of analysis and all such things. So today, in this particular podcast, we are going to talk about passively managed funds. And index funds is also one of them. So let's get started. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. So in passively managed funds, there is no fund manager who constantly buys and sells stocks. There is no fund manager who decides that whether to stay invested for the long run, whether to buy momentum stocks, whether to book profit and all such things. Basically, when you invest in an index fund, the primary task of a fund manager is that to give you the returns that is offered by the benchmark. Let's say you invest in an S&P 500 index fund. And in the next 10 years, let's assume that S&P 500 will grow 8% annually. So here what we can expect from S&P 500 index fund is that you will surely get 8% return. There is no possibilities that you may get 12%, 13% return, but surely you will get 8% return, because the primary task of passively managed fund is to reach to the benchmark, not to beat the benchmark. Here, the benchmark is offering 8% return. That means you will get 8% return. Or there are possibilities that you may get 8.2% return, or sometimes you may get 7.8% return. You get my point, right? Your returns will be around the benchmark. So that's the perspective, that's the goal of passively managed funds. So if you consider passive investment, there are basically two ways that you can leverage. The first one is index investing, and the second is ETF, which is exchange traded funds. This is a laid back approach to investing where the role of the fund manager is limited to track a given index, like I've just mentioned that S&P 500, Dow Jones. If we talk about India, it is BSE Sensex or Nifty 50. The idea is to replicate and mimic the returns of an index as opposed to outperform the index. If you invest in an index fund or exchange traded funds, you won't see more changes in your portfolio. Now, if you invest in actively managed funds, there are chances that the portfolio will completely change in 1 and 2 years, because if these particular stocks are not offering good returns, the fund manager will sell and buy new companies. Here, when it comes to passively managed funds, you won't see changes even for a longer period of time. You may see the same kind of portfolio even after investing for 4 to 5 years. As there are fewest, or I should say no changes are being done in passively managed funds, there is basically tends to no need of managing money. And therefore, this style of investing has the benefit of lower cost. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is A-N-U-J-V-21, Thanks again, and I will see you next time.